Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We're going to say that this is our late night show. Anyway, today we're going to talk to you about something that actually caught my attention just the other day, and I was looking at all of the different mindsets that people are in, and all of the different problems that people have, and all of the different hang-ups that individuals have, not only individuals, but all of us. We all get trapped in different things and have different things going on in our lives and see things different ways. I guess my main question is, are those things real? Are those ways that we're seeing things real? So that's what actually brought on the topic of today's show, the monkey trap. And are you trapped? Are you caught? And that's because a lot of us are walking around here with all of these different thoughts, all of these different ideas. Everybody's against us. Everything's going on. Nothing's going the way we want it to go. And I guess my real question is, are you really doing what's best for you? Are you caught in a monkey trap? You know, I know a lot of you have no idea what a monkey trap is. And there's all different types of, we're going to call them monkey traps, but there's all types of different traps. Some traps are physical. Some traps are mental. Some traps are man-made. Some traps are natural. Some traps are created totally in our minds, and some of these things are not really based on fact. They're based on make-believe. They're based on what we believe and perceive to be true, even though it isn't true. So when I say trap, I mean, what's holding you back? What's keeping you from living your dream? What's keeping you from stepping out of your box? What's keeping you locked in a particular situation or relationship that's not serving you, that's not positive to you, that's not creating something where you're going to grow and develop and become the person that you were meant to be, or to become a better person as a whole, or to just, you know, again, step out of that limiting, those limiting thoughts and those limiting beliefs that you have, and step into the world and make the world a place that it could be, and could be a better place just because of the fact that you're here. Again, I believe that everybody's here for a reason, and I think that if we all live up to our potential, you, me, and everybody else, that the world would be a whole lot better place. So again, we're going to look at what's holding you back from meeting your goals, and what have you put in place, or what have you not put in place to get you where you want to be. Are you happy with where you are right now? Are you not happy where you are right now? And if you're not happy, why? And what things are you putting in place that's causing you to be miserable? You know, are you presently in the monkey trap of life? And is it holding you back? Is there something that you need to do, or maybe something that you need to let go of? You know, a lot of times it's not something that's holding us. It's something that we're holding. You know, it's a load that we can't carry. You know, one day I was listening to, I think it was John Maxwell. And John Maxwell was saying something to the extent of, I believe it was him, he was saying, nope, I'm sorry, it was not John Maxwell. It was Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn said that basically, I can carry one on my back, but I can't carry three. He said, and if I carry one person on my back, it's going to slow me down. He said, I can help you. I can pull you along. He said, I can guide you where you need to go. He said, but I can't carry anybody but so far. So to carry one on your back puts a burden on you that you shouldn't have to carry. To carry two on your back is a burden that you can't carry. But to lead, all you need to do is find those that are willing to follow, those that are willing to take your instruction, take your information, take your knowledge, and help let it take them to the next level. A lot of people are not willing to let to follow. You know, you've got a lot of people that want to lead, and you've got a lot of people that want to lead that shouldn't lead. They should follow. And you've got a lot of people that say they want to follow, but they don't really want to follow. They already want to go on their own path, even though they may not even know where they're going. They just want to be in front. And being in front, if you don't know where you're going, is a bad thing. And unfortunately, too, we also live in a world where most people don't want to lead. Most people want to be led. Even those people that become leaders, a lot of those people that become leaders are not people that wanted to become leaders. They were people that saw a need. And because they saw a need, they stepped up to the challenge. They stepped up to the position. They stepped up to the responsibility. You know, they took accountability for themselves, and because they took accountability for themselves, they kind of adopted the necessity to be accountable for others and to help others to find their level of accountability. So if you say that there's nothing holding you back, that's probably not true, because if there wasn't anything holding you back, you'd be a multimillionaire. You'd be on your way. You'd be living a life that most of us look back at and go, wow, you know, this guy is the inspiration. This guy or this gal is the person that can get me where I want to go. This person is a person that I want to follow, and I want to follow with a smile. And, you know, I think the funniest thing about whether the trap is a natural trap or a man-made trap is the crazy thing is that most of us walk into these traps willingly. We walk into them with open eyes. You know, it's not like, you know, we don't see the trap and we couldn't step around it. You know, most of us just don't want to accept the truth. And we walk into these traps with open eyes. And then when the trap shuts on us, we're looking back and going, wow, you know, that's really messed up that they did this to me. Wow, that's really messed up that this person took advantage. Well, did they really take advantage of you, or did you really just willingly walk into that trap? You know, did you really get played, or did you decide to play a game that you know you shouldn't have been playing? So that's something else we need to look at. You can't blame somebody else for causing you not to succeed. You can't blame somebody else for putting you in a position that you didn't want to be in when you walked into that position with open eyes, knowing that there was a trap. And ladies and gentlemen, there are traps everywhere. You know, some traps are traps of beauty. Some are traps of money. Some are traps of, you know, the fact that you're comfortable. Comfortable is probably one of the biggest traps there are. You know, trying to make yourself believe that something you know is not right is right is another trap. Getting caught by money. I had a conversation one time with my sister, and I was explaining to her that the higher you get up in a company doesn't give you more ability to do things. It doesn't give you more freedom. It actually tightens the rope around your neck a little bit more. It actually puts you in a position to where now you're more at risk than you were before, because when you were just a clerk, you were a clerk. You weren't really held responsible for anything except what your particular chores, duties, or responsibilities were. And that list of responsibilities or things was limited. It really wasn't a huge, you know, list of things or responsibilities. You were responsible for you and your work. Well, when you become a manager, a supervisor, a president, a vice president, a director, things like that, well, now you're taking on a bigger responsibility. You're taking on a bigger job. You're now not only responsible for your actions, your productivity, but now you're responsible for other people's actions and other people's, you know, different things that go on. Now you're looking at the security of the company and the betterment of the company and the improvement of the product and the improvement of the conduct of other people and how other people act and how they treat other people, plus all of the other myriad of responsibilities. You know, there was one gentleman that said that with great responsibility, with great power comes great responsibility. There was another one that said, you know, as people become supervisors, they lose the right to have an opinion. They lose the right to treat people badly. Why? Because now they're responsible for more than themselves. you know, we all have a dream. We all have different things that we want to deal with. And in corporate America today, it's a whole lot more stressful than it was before, because you've got managers and supervisors that want to do the right thing, and then you have managers and supervisors that have their own agenda. And their own agenda may be right to them, but it may not be right for the company, and it may not be right for the whole. So anyway, we're going to talk about traps. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please understand that if your job or your position is making you ill, if you're getting pains and aggravated, and if you have a problem getting up in the morning because you really don't want to face the day, it's time for you to find another job. It's time for you to find something that you want to do and something that you can do and live your dreams. All right? Remember that there's traps everywhere, and there's traps that you need to avoid, because instead of you being part of the solution, if you're miserable with where you are, you become part of the problem. You become a cause for stress for other people. You know, if you can't separate your personal life from your business life, that's not a good thing. If your morals are going down and you're lying to yourselves because you're providing favoritism, you're not treating people the way that you would want to be treated, you're not being fair and consistent when dealing with others, you've got people that, you know, you're not holding accountable, or you're not holding yourself accountable for your actions, it might be time to leave. Don't get caught in a trap. And stress is probably the number one killer of people in the world today. You know that more people have heart attacks, you know, on Monday morning than any other day of the week in the continental United States. More people have heart attacks on Monday morning than on any other day. Now, these aren't people, and I'm talking about Monday morning right before work. These aren't people that are doing drugs. These aren't necessarily people that aren't exercising. These are people that just the overall stress of life is killing them. You know, I have another saying I tell people: if you want to be miserable, find some of your miserable friends and be miserable with them, and stay away from the rest of us that don't want that misery, don't need that misery. Another thing is financials. Ladies and gentlemen, we are moving faster, and we are trying to do more than we've ever done in life. There are only 24 hours in the day. In that time, you need time for yourself. You need time for your family. You need time to do the things that you need to do to make you a person. Your life's mission is not to work for somebody else. Your life's mission is not to make your boss rich. That may be a necessity to the company, but it's not really a necessity to you, and it's not a necessity to your life. So, we all need to take stock of what we're doing. All right? There's some people out there that are creating monsters. Here's the problem. You people that are creating monsters, what happens when that monster decides that you're going to be his victim or her victim? All right, we've got people out there that are living at a level of stress that has never been seen before. We have an unemployment rate in this country that is the highest that it's ever been in over 149 years. And that has nothing to do with the particular president that's in place. That's got to do with how we internalize things and how we deal with things and how we move on. Ladies and gentlemen, every week you need to have a you day. Every day you need to have a couple of you hours, okay? Stop spending 40 hours a week plus 10 plus 20 worried about somebody else's problem, worrying about somebody else's mission. You need to put your mission in front, God's mission in front, and do the things that you need to do if you're a religious person. If you're not a religious person, you also, and if you are a religious person, you also need to put your family first. You need to get that support structure and have that support structure that is going to get you through those ups and those downs. You know, Zig Ziglar said that the number one thing that keeps him going in the world is his family, is his wife, you know. Tony Robbins said that family is one of the number one things. Les Brown said that family is one of the number one things. Jim Rohn said that his family structure is what gets him through the day. you know, the things that he gets to do with his, or got to do with his daughters and things like that are the things that motivated him. You know, Zig Ziglar says he loves his decided redhead, and his decided redhead gets him through a lot of the things. Those that don't have a family, most of them have religion. They have God, and they use God to get them through what they're doing. You know, there are a lot of great people in the world. There are also a lot of sad sacks of crap in the world. Stay away from the sad sacks of crap. If you are a sad sack of crap, as they said on The Mummy, hopefully you will get your up-and-comings. You know, you will get your just due. And if you're a religious person, if you don't get it on this earth, God knows I wish you all of the justice that you deserve in that other place where you may be going. Because guess what? God don't like ugly, and he ain't too fond of pretty. And if you ain't neither, then you may have a bigger problem, because that means he ain't fond of, she ain't fond of you either. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the world is a great place. This weekend, I got to meet people from all over the United States, positive, upbeat, you know, people with the particular company that I deal with, and it was a phenomenal weekend. You know, myself and my significant other, we drove down, and it was a long drive. You know, we drove all the way to Miami, Florida. But the thing was, it was an all right drive, and we had a great time, you know, with the people that we met. And I mean, in some cases, we started at about, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't stop until 1 o'clock in the evening. I mean, excuse me, 1 o'clock in the morning, but it was still a beautiful thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm saying is that there's all types of traps. There's good traps to fall into, and there's bad traps to fall into. If you're going to fall into a trap, let's find a good trap. Let's find a trap that's not going to hurt you. Let's find a trap that's going to help you to grow. Let's find a trap that you can go into and get out of with the touch of a finger, with the breath from your lungs. Not something that's going to lock you down, not something that's going to cause you undue pressure, undue stress, undue problems, not something that's going to hurt you physically or mentally, you know, not something that's going to hurt you socially. Let's guard our lives. Let's guard our minds. Let's guard our mouths. Let's watch what we say. Let's look at the people that we involve ourselves with, and let's decide on whether those are people that we need to decide to partner with, that we need to deal with, and let's remove that negativity from our lives. For those of you that don't understand what a monkey trap is, there actually is such a thing as a monkey trap. A monkey trap is usually, if you look on the first picture on the intro for the show, there's a picture of a monkey reaching into a bottle. Well, that's similar to get a banana. The monkey takes his hand and he makes his hand really small and he fits it into a little hole. Once he's got it in the hole, he grabs the banana. Okay, what happens is that when the monkey grabs the banana, the monkey is not bright enough to understand that by holding on to that banana, or holding on to that peanut, or holding on to that thing that the banana that the monkey wants, it makes a fist, and by making that fist, its arm gets stuck in the hole. They do this in Africa when they go to catch monkeys. They do it with coconut. They'll put a hole in the coconut, and they'll put something else on the other end. The monkey will put his hand in there, and in some cases, the monkey will spend all day trying to get his hand out of that small aperture, which he can't now because when he squoze his hand up there, there was nothing in his hand, but now that he's grasped something, and in some cases, something that all he would need to do is let go of, but he wants that thing so much. He doesn't have enough common sense, and a lot of us are that way. We don't have enough common sense to let go of the thing that has us trapped. We don't have enough common sense to let go of the thing that's got us locked in. We don't have enough common sense to let go of the thing that technically is hurting us, that is doing us no good, that is not going to help us to grow, to prosper, to mature, to develop, to become the people that we need to become. And we hold on to those negative things. Those negative things can be your negative thoughts. They could be your negative beliefs. They could be a situation or a relationship that's not bringing you what it needs to bring you, so you need to step out. It could be a limiting job. It could be a limiting environment. It could be, you know, you're a a manager of something and you need to be an artist. You know, you're an inventor, and instead of inventing, you're a street sweeper. You know, even though you may be the best street sweeper that there is, there's another thing that's truly your passion. There's another thing that's truly you. There's another thing that can grow you and help you to become the things that you need to become and to be the person that you could be so that you could give far more than you're giving now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm talking about in this show is that there's all types of traps. Some traps are positive, some traps are negative. It depends on what you're looking for in life. It depends on what you're looking to get out of things. You know, effectiveness lies in the balance. What I call the P and PC balance. P stands for production of the desired result, the golden egg. PC stands for production capability, the ability or the assets that produce the golden egg. All right, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. All right, but you also need to take positive steps so that you can move forward and do the things that you need to do and grow and mature and be the person that you need to be. All right, remember, you need to live your dreams in order to be happy. And by living somebody else's dreams, if they're not yours, you'll never truly be happy. Let's get rid of those limited thoughts. Let's get rid of those limited beliefs. And let's move on and create a life worth living. Let's go on and become the people we were meant to be. You'll always hear this particular mantra out of me because I know that there's greatness in every and each individual that I meet and every and each individual that I talk to. And if you're depressed or if you've got other things going on in your life, then you can't fix them by yourself. Find help. Find somebody that can walk with you through your journey. But don't have somebody that's walking, pulling you. Have somebody that's walking with you. Find that person that understands you. Find that person that can be your guide, your mentor, your champion. And then with that champion, walk together. And then once you guys are walking together and you're better and you're doing better and you've become more whole, not only with them but with yourself, then find somebody else and help them. Remember where you came from and always be humble and know that each person that you help also helps you. That each situation that you conquer, you can also help somebody else to conquer and help somebody else to move forward. You know, life is about taking action. Take action, take responsibility, move forward with your life, move forward with you. Be the person that you know you can be. Understand that there's traps out there, but a lot of those traps are in plain sight. Open your eyes, open your ears, take notice of what's around you, take notice of what's happening within you, and then move forward. Make the necessary adjustments so that you can be all that you can be. And don't walk into the booby traps of life, especially the ones that you can easily see. All right, if there's a light, use a light. Don't walk through the darkness when you can get a flashlight. All right, don't walk into something that you know you're not supposed to walk into. Here's a perfect example. How many people are told every time that there's a storm and there's a flooded area and you can't see, do not drive your car through standing water? Why? Because under that standing water may be a hole. Yet every time that they have a storm, every time that they have a flood, what does somebody's car do? It gets stuck in some sinkhole that developed because of a flood, because they drove into a hole that was full of water. With that, I want to thank everybody for listening. Please, it's your mind. Guard your mind, guard your spirit, guard yourself, guard your life, guard your family. Do the things that you need to do, but live life to the fullest. Don't try to live in a box. Don't try to live in a cave. Don't try to live not knowing that there's a big world out there and it's ready for you to explore and enjoy. With that, thank you very much. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and please share the show with any and everyone who you think will appreciate what we have to say and what we have to contribute to all of those that want to listen and be part of what we're trying to share. We hope, again, that we're giving positive message to everybody that's interested in hearing what we have to hear. And with that, I'd like to say thank you very much. And again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please take care.